Welcome to Movement 4.0, From Babies to Astronauts. This is Michelle Turner of Movement Lesson. Today we're going to talk about milestones, something that you and I really don't think about because we've hopefully mastered all of them. Not everybody. That's where most of my clients or people come to me because of trauma or non-development of key milestones needed for transitional functional movements. When an astronaut goes into outer space, did you know they lose all their milestones as soon as they leave our Earth's atmosphere? The non-gravitational or non-forces that are out there also produce a non-rotational opposition to gravity organization for what humans need to progress. That progression comes from us evolving and mastering skills. As we start to age, then that's what happens is those master's levels start to regress. Regress is not something, or regression is not something you want in the human body. And we need to stop blaming it on solely on muscle mass, muscle function. It's muscle response. Muscle response is what we need, not so much the muscle mass. Just because someone's strong doesn't mean they can move. Typically, you see that, let's say, in cerebral palsy. You have a very, very strong person who doesn't have those transitional movements because their muscles are in active phase and they don't know how to transition between active and passive in their muscle structures, right? These are muscle responses. Muscle responses is what we need to move movement through the body. Muscle contraction can also be an observation of strength, but muscle contraction cannot be used as an observation for transitional movements, for working on functional movements. Little old ladies, little old men can go to the grocery store just fine without core strength. They need core movement. Within that core movement is also a function called balance, and balance and counterbalance. Again, these are used in opposing gravity. Yes, I can balance on a balance beam and test or measure a level of balance, but that is not balance in the human body. And the original form of balance that we find is really in our big first milestone, which is lying down, something that I call the absolute horizon. Now, I'm not talking about the horizon out in the distance. I'm talking within our bodies. When our bodies lie down, we think we're finding a floor, whether it's the surface of a bed, surface of a floor, but we're finding a horizontal position. While in space, as you know, we can lie down in any position because that floor is no longer there. Because again, we don't have gravity. We do not have rotational movements. So now the body, which is a third force that we use to organize movement, is buoyancy. Buoyancy is at an all-time high in outer space. That's why we float. That's why we move around in a way we're not capable of here. Again, because we're missing the milestone of standing and walking and sitting. But lying down is a really important feature. The number one drug actually issued in the space program is sleeping pills because it's very difficult for an astronaut to sleep. So let's look at lying down and the art of lying down. Again, you don't think much of it, and if it does start to regress on you, we blame it on the mattress, we blame it on our conditions, the environment, noise, light, all these kind of factors, where in a sense, if you go back to when you were a baby should be able to lie down and sleep in any position. They can sleep in your arms, they can sleep in the crib. They don't need the floor like you and I do. That's where, if you look at some of the videos that I've done on the Absolute Horizon, you can see a baby literally just float in the air, very similar to what an astronaut does. For a few reasons. A, they've organized an absolute horizon. That's one way of measuring a baby's ability to go into its transitional milestones and play with gravity because it's got it in its absolute horizon. And also, they have not organized a fall. Yes, if I drop a baby, the baby will fall. Gravity wins, but babies are not organized for a fall. You should be able to just rotate them around in the middle of the air, and they just respond to the stimuli of that rotation and opposing gravity. This is what creates a healthy nervous system, cognitive development, neuromuscular mappings, and all of the above. We don't think about it as much as we're adults because we're bigger, we're heavier, we have more calcification, we have less bones, we have less fluid densities, but the original movements that we've made, that organization of those movements is still in our neurological system and needs to be regarded very importantly. What are some of the things that happens at lying down, other than you think you need to find the right position, the pillows, etc.? First of all, you really don't need a pillow. That's just, again, a conditioning, environmental conditioning, right? But it's fine that you're using one, but it all depends on how you're using one. We really don't need a mattress. Again, it's our conditioning that we do that we feel with luxury as we have money. In a sense, we don't have to sleep on the floor anymore. We don't have to have even a dirt floor. Some of us still do, and it's not about where we're at, but again, we're looking at the art of lying down. If we go camping, for example, we are on a dirt floor, we're in grass, we're in different areas. Some might be sleeping on a boat right now. When you're lying down, one of the crucial things is your vertebrae. Your vertebrae now are moving in a way of response individually. We really think of a spinal column because that's where standing, stand up straight, do all of those things. But really, the spinal column is an interaction of all the vertebrae that are coming into play. Your vertebrae are moving in all directions, 360 degrees. But they do it in opposition to gravity. So as they go into the floor, into the mattress, whichever you are lying down, then there's a counter response. Now, as I have trauma in my back, let's say, or throwing my shoulder or anything to that, these counter responses start to change. This is why I'm very big about neutrals and babies. I'm not a big swaddler, too much car seats and so forth, because they lose this art of lying down. It's a real big milestone in the human body. We really take it for granted because everybody wants vertical movements, not horizontals. Again, it's a measure of achievement. But what we have to look at is a measure of organization. Also, what happens is I'm breathing. Now, in breath, I should be able to lie on my belly and my ribs breathe again towards the ceiling. My spine breathes, right? So that rhythm of breath goes through the spinal column. It starts adjusting your cranial bones, your pelvic bones, your feet bones, right? The whole system is connected. Now, you can call it fascia, muscles, whichever. The system, our body, needs to move through minor and major organs, even in sleep. It's not a dormant time for our bodies just to collapse, right? Watch someone else sleep. Look at the way that their chest is moving and so forth. This is, again, regarded, and this why or disregarded, I should say, and that's why we get into lots of complications of weight, sleep apnea, fatigue. We don't play with this movement of lying down. Lying down needs to be done in all directions, from the sides, from our bellies, from our backs. We need to play with it from the right to the left. These are the things that needs to be introduced into the astronauts program as they're looking to work and make the muscles and the functions of the astronauts at a more optimal level. Sleep is not only really important, but it's the art of lying down. It's a milestone. The brain cannot or does not do well when you take away or regress on a milestone. And when you're going back to a foundational milestone or your one of your first milestones and you're sort of, in a sense, ripping it from the human body, body doesn't do well. It doesn't do well after surgeries. It doesn't do well in outer space. So looking at ways of offering the body a primitive stress of opposing gravity, even in lying position, not just vertical milestones, not on a treadmill and so forth, are really important, not for muscles in the lungs, but again, when I'm breathing, filling my lungs up with air and opposing gravity, but in outer space, I'm not. Matter of fact, they have to have fans on the space stations because if they didn't have that, then just even my carbon monoxide and everything that's I'm exhaling from my body will just stay stagnant around my face and I'll lose my oxygen intake. So it has to move the air. There's a lot more dust, especially when we get into lunar conversations, Mars conversations that again hover around, we breathe in. Dust hits gravity here on Earth and we don't breathe in the same kind of particles as we would in outer space. That being said, we need to eliminate, again in lying position, the cough, getting things moved around outside of gravity. If I were to cough on the space station, I would actually propel myself backwards. So again, you're changing the organization of movement and lying down. These are really important things to think about, something that we don't think about, but lying down, sleep, no difference to a colicky baby, no difference to an astronaut. It's not about that they got their 8 hours or 6 hours and so forth. Yes, we need that REM, we need all of that, but at the same time, it's the movements that are needed during the organization of lying that are really important to our central nervous system for all foundational movements. They are the beginning of how we learn to move. And if you take away the organization of how we learn to move, this isn't about riding a bicycle, right? And let's say you haven't ridden a bicycle in 10 years and you get back on. I'm sure you can ride a bicycle, unless you've been traumatized. This is about knowing how the movements work, because without the opposition of gravity, now the system goes into a severe regression, especially developmentally. And this is where there's a lot of neuromuscular problems, as well as emotional and cognitive responses that need to be worked on. So the art of lying down really needs to turn into almost an exercise program on the space station, in with Artemis, and on Mars. You Can't Get to Mars Without Me is my book on 21 biological theories of gravity. They're really imperative for you to learn and learn how we organize, all living organisms organize in opposition to gravity using rotational movements. These 21 theories were developed by me as I've worked through Movement Lesson. If you need me, just look up Michelle Turner or Movement Lesson. I'm all over the internet. My site is movementlesson.academy, or You Can't Do This Without Me. My book on Audible and Amazon, You Can't Get to Mars Without Me, The Rules of Gravity. And I mean it. You're not going to get to Mars without these theories. Start learning them. Start implementing them into your future. Start learning about them and implementing into your physics, your mathematics. These calculations are really imperative on how we move and we will continue to move as we continue our journey into space. Thank you. I look forward to you in the next podcast. This is Michelle Turner with Movement Lesson.